Because we are ducks, and ducks fly together.
That's right, John. And just when you think they're about to break apart,
ducks fly together!
And when the wind blows hard and the sky is black,
ducks fly together!
And when the roosters are crowing and the cows are spinning circles in the pasture,
ducks
fly together!
And when everyone says it can't be done, ducks fly together.
Forget turkey. The Steelers are having duck this Thanksgiving. Welcome to the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast. I'm your host. Joining me for our Thanksgiving edition, Jay, what's up, man?
Man, you really went through with that intro. I love you.
Hell yeah. Duck is officially named the starter. Duck.
Yeah.
What? Hodges.
Delvin Hodges.
The starter for the Steelers this
weekend.
His
name that no one will know him by, Delvin Hodges.
Yes, over Mason Rudolph. He is officially benched because he's garbage, and now it's time to see what the undrafted rookie can do. Not the seventh-round pick, the undrafted rookie.
Yeah, I do apologize. We had a couple people who are sticklers for correct information.
Yes. So. they want you to be fired, but I told them, no, we're going to keep you on. But if you make a mistake today, you're done. I'm sorry.
I made a mistake coming on with you.
Yes, absolutely. All right, so we got a couple games this week. It's the rematch from the infamous helmet game a couple weeks ago. The Browns are in Pittsburgh this week. Is that a 1 o'clock kickoff?
Yes, sir. It was 4 o'clock. They bumped it up.
Okay, and then the Eagles traveled down to Miami to face the Dolphins, and that also, I believe, a 1 o'clock kickoff this week. But before we get into our game previews, as everyone knows, it's Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate you. We are thankful for all our fans. Jay?
Yeah. I mean, you said everything there.
Yeah. Hey, give me one thing you're thankful for about the Pittsburgh Steelers this season.
Minka Fitzpatrick.
There it is.
Man, that trade changed the whole season. But, I mean, you got to look, the whole defense as a unit.
Yeah.
It's been incredible. Him and TJ Watt. So.
Yeah, they've been legit. As for me, I'm thankful that there's only 5 games left and I don't have to watch this garbage too much longer.
Yeah, that's – man.
So, all right. So, I guess I'll get into the Eagles game here first. Because there's really not much to talk about. I did not look up any stats on the Dolphins. I did not look up where they're ranked in anything. I did not take any notes on this at all because, God damn it, if the Philadelphia Eagles can't beat the Miami Dolphins, no matter what the hell they're ranked, they can't beat anybody.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
It is... It's do or die, I guess. They need to go on this run here. We discussed it in the last pod. Even after the 2 losses to the Patriots in Seattle, because the Cowboys suck just as much as we do, they have a chance to win this division. And it starts this week. They need to run the table.
Yeah, and this is the game that you need Carson to explode.
But yeah,
show what type of player and leader he can be, even with the bums you have at wide receiver. He still needs to have that game where he's like, look, this is my team. Do something with it.
I think he's going to try. But like you said, I don't what much else can he do? I guess Alshon and Aguilar will probably be back this week.
Okay. I get what you're saying there. What can he do? But 4 turnovers last week.
Oh, no. Yeah, he needs to protect the ball this week. And then just go from there. Like I said, they actually cut Jordan Matthews this past week.
Yeah.
So he's out. Looks like Alshon and Aguilar will be back. And then you're still rolling out either Mac Hollins, Greg Ward, or J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. So pick your poison with them.
Yeah.
But getting into the game, I just want to see him. I want to see him to run the ball more. I have no idea what's going on with Jordan Howard. We're recording on Tuesday because with me traveling and then Thanksgiving on Thursday – I'm not able to record either of those nights, so I don't know the injury updates yet. I'll know more Wednesday when the injury report comes out. We will be posting that on our Facebook page.
Yep.
But I don't know what's going on with Jordan Howard. They said he had a stinger. And anybody who's listening, who's played football, who's gotten a stinger, and normally doesn't last this long. He's been out. This is his third week he would be out.
Yeah. And I also think signing Ajayi was a big thing going into his injury. Like, there's something there that they're not saying.
Well,
it seems like. I don't know.
Definitely. And if you hear my son in the background, he's also joining us on today's podcast because his mother is not home from work yet. So he's hanging out by me. You might hear him every once in a while. The Eagles won't admit that. They said, Doug said, that had everything to do with Sproles being hurt and not Howard. But, you know, stingers, normally when you get a stinger, it's like a pinched nerve or something in your neck shoulder area, and it makes your shoulder go numb, and then the feeling quickly returns, and you're kind of back to normal.
Yeah.
So for him to be missing two games and possibly a third game, yeah, something else has to be going on there. But yeah, they'll never admit it. They'll never tell you. The Eagles' medical team is garbage as far as I'm concerned. So, yeah, we'll see. Like I said, we'll know more on Wednesday when the injury report drops what he's doing. But we should have some receivers back.
Okay. But yeah, we'll see. I mean, look, your defense is playing great. I think the Dolphins' offense isn't going to be able to do much against you guys. They have no weapons or anything there.
Yeah.
The
defense is going to keep us in the game, I believe. They've been playing really well. They held Russell Wilson in check basically all game last week. He only had one touchdown pass.
Yeah.
And they held Tom Brady in check. And then the two games before that, they didn't give up many points. So the defense is, they're hitting their stride.
Yeah.
They're playing well.
I think the way Wentz played last week, four turnovers, unacceptable. This week, he has to let the receivers lose this game for you. He can't question it. He has to trust that they're going to be there.
But they're not.
I know.
We saw numerous. I mean, there's some things that came out since the game. I know Carson Wentz deserves a lot of blame for the game this past Sunday. His biggest problem right now, from things I've heard and seen on Twitter and stuff like that, is his footwork. His footwork is just not being good, and that's leading to him sailing the football and being inaccurate with his passes. If he can just, you know, if there's someone there that can coach him up and he can get back to, you know, the way he used to be, you know, he always had good mechanics and stuff like that. That should go away. A huge issue they've had that they also point out, the receivers are just not good at running routes, and they're not in the right spot when they're supposed to be there because they can't get off presses.
Oh, yeah.
And they just can't run routes because they're not very good. So that is also – that is a huge part of what's going on with Wentz this season.
Yeah. I mean, everything you said there is accurate. It's just he needs – look, he can't do another four turnovers. It's that simple.
It won't happen. I don't believe that will happen. The offensive line, they're getting Lane Johnson back this week. Brandon Brooks should play. A lot of that shit you saw last week – was because he was having immediate pressure in his face. Andre Dillard is our first-round rookie. He's played left tackle his entire life. With Lane being out, they tried to throw him over at right tackle, and it did not go well. He got destroyed all game. He was benched at halftime, actually, after the half. Yeah, because he was just getting demolished, and he was getting pushed back into Wentz's legs, in his face, like right away.
Why wouldn't you just move him back to his natural position at that point?
Because they needed somebody at right tackle. They got Jason Peters at left tackle. So you're going to see the return of two of your best linemen, this probably the two best linemen. So that's going to help big time. I hope they come into this game and try to establish the run, work the play action, get it to the tight ends. Other than that, I really don't have much else to say about this game. It's the Dolphins. They have been playing better. They have been competitive in most of their games. Yeah, bud. Yeah. Hey, you want to talk? You hear him?
He's active tonight.
Yeah.
Man.
They've been playing better. They've been competitive, but the Eagles should be able to win this game pretty easily, no matter what.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I agree with you. I would say I'd venture a guess saying 24-6, maybe.
I would not be that generous to the Eagles offense.
Okay.
I know last week I was upset. I said they're probably not going to beat the Dolphins. I said I wasn't going to pick them. But I'm going to pick them to win this game 17-9.
Okay.
And then hopefully they can just use that momentum with some of the guys returning on offense and get this thing rolling. So, yeah, Lincoln agrees.
Yes, he does. I like it.
All right, so now the big game of the week. You got the Cleveland Browns coming into Pittsburgh. They're on a 3-game winning streak. They're playing good ball right now. Jay, yeah. The rematch. What do we got?
Yeah, I mean, you said it all right there. This is Cleveland is coming in hot. 3 games, and one of those games was just a trouncing of the Steelers. Wasn't even competitive most of the game. But it's a completely different game for both teams, I think. You don't have Myles Garrett on their defense, and right now you have a quarterback switch, as we talked about at the top of the show. Mason Rudolph has been benched after one awful performance and an awful half last week in Cincy. And they're turning it over to Duck Hodges, who, like we said, undrafted rookie. He has started 1 game this year. It was the game at the Chargers.
Yeah.
When Mason got hurt. He came into the game when Mason got hurt against the Ravens. Looked pretty good.
All right. So hold on real quick. Question. Yeah. What does Duck bring to this team, or to the quarterback position at least, that's different from Mason? Negative and positive.
Absolutely. We'll start with the positives. More mobility. Okay. He can get out of the pocket quicker, and he can run. I don't know his stats coming out, but he's quicker than Mason.
Yeah, Mason's, you can just tell watching him that he's more agile and can move around better.
Mason's more of like a Ben type back there where he can move into – he's not going to break tackles like Ben, but he's more if he's going to stay in the pocket, he's not going to scramble. Duck can get to the outside. Still throw it or run. I think he has better downfield vision than Mason. I think he sees the field better. I think he progresses through his reads better than Mason does. Mason has trouble on after snap reads. You've seen that in the past couple games where he's missing wide open guys. The negatives with him, his arm is not as strong as Mason's. Okay. He struggles on some of the out routes and all that. But another positive for him is he has a quicker release, which – can make up for arm strength sometimes. He has a really quick release. Other than that, I think they're pretty even matched right now. But I think Duck just brings more intensity to this team. And even his teammates have come out and said that in the locker room, he's more vocal than Mason. On the field, he's more vocal. So I think that's a part, like Tomlin said during his press conference, we needed a spark.
Yeah.
And that's why we want the Mason.
Speaking of Tomlin's press conference,
He
kind of threw Mason under the bus here.
He did.
They asked him about the quarterback change, and I don't know his exact quote, but he basically said that Duck wasn't going to kill them.
Yeah.
At the quarterback position.
And this has been a big thing through the media today, like you just said. It is. It's a shot at Mason because Mason – 5 turnovers in the past 2 games.
I understand that, but you can't be doing that as a coach.
I know, because then in the very next sentence he says, no way is this the end of Mason Rudolph for the Steelers. He could come back next game. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, if I was Mason Rudolph, I'd be like, no, fuck you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kill us, coach.
Yeah, it was a bad shot at him.
Yeah,
I don't know. You can't really justify it or defend it. It was a shot at Mason.
Yeah, I don't. I just wanted to bring that up. I didn't quite understand that from him. I mean, Mason literally just took a helmet
to
the face for you guys.
Yeah.
And everybody was defending him and this and that. Now you're throwing him under the bus. But I agree. Yeah, with Duck coming in, I think it's a huge spark for the offense.
Yeah,
at the moment, until the Browns start throwing a bunch of different stuff at him, then we got to see how he handles all that.
Yeah, because this could easily become 4 interceptions in the first quarter. You know,
you never know
what you have with Duck yet. In his first start, he had a touchdown and an interception. Browns defense is a little better than the Chargers. We're gonna see. As you said, we're recording Tuesday, so we don't know the injuries yet. Still no word on Juju. Connor looks like he's not going to play. So,
I mean, Juju better be playing after he was recorded being partying or whatever.
Popping champagne and dancing with a bum knee and a concussion. Yeah, he should be on the field. Man. Because it's your birthday, cool.
That's such a bad look for him.
It's starting to become a habit with him.
Yeah.
That it's like, I understand you're young, man, but you're one of the faces of this franchise. You got to conduct yourself a little better than that.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, so as far as this game goes, I covered him 2 weeks ago. Nothing's really changed besides the fact they don't have Myles Garrett. This team has been playing better. So really the only things to look at is what the Steelers need to do, keep Baker in the pocket. It killed him last game 2 weeks ago when they got pressure on him. He just scrambled out and just beat him.
Yeah.
And that's what kept happening that whole game. So they need to keep him in the pocket, finish the sacks, do not let him get into space. Hodges, you got to let him take some shots. That's why you have him in there. You can't just let him sit back, do this dink and dunk stuff. You have to let him take a couple shots. I think that he's pretty accurate on his balls, so let's just
let him sling it, man.
Yeah.
So what do you have to lose at this point? You're starting your third string quarterback. You're still in the playoffs, but I mean, this is a must win game. Let him go out there and sling the rock. Let him just have fun.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
You just touched the major point in this game. This is a must win game for each team.
Yeah.
If Cleveland beats the Steelers here, they're tied and they have the tiebreaker. If Steelers beat Cleveland here, this all but knocks them out of any type of competition for a playoff spot, I think.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to catch Buffalo, who has the other wild card. And then the Steelers have a pretty easy schedule still up until week 17 against Baltimore.
But they're not going to catch Baltimore.
No. And the way Baltimore's
– yeah. Lamar Jackson.
The way Baltimore's looking, they're probably going to have that number one seed.
Number one or two. Depends on what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah.
England the rest of the season. But they're definitely going to have one of the top two seeds.
Yeah. They're probably not going to play their starters week 17.
Yeah, possibly.
I don't see another team being able to catch them there. So, as far as my final thoughts on the game, I feel the Steelers will win this. I think it'll be close, but I think Duck plays well in this game. I think he plays better than what Mason could have done because I think he's fearless, man. Out there, he knows Duck should not be here. That's the thing with Duck, and he knows that. He should not be here right now, and he has a chance to prove that he belongs in the NFL with this game. The Chargers game, he looked okay. This game, I think, is his statement game to show I should be here. But then also on top of that, I feel Tomlin will have this team ready for this game. Tomlin's a better coach than Freddie Kitchens.
Yeah. The thing with all that, though, is because of all that shit that happened a couple weeks ago, they need to keep their emotions in check.
Yes.
They can't be going out there thinking, like, revenge. It has to just be another game for them. And because if they start overthinking shit, then they're going to not execute, I feel like.
Yeah.
So they have to be controlled.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we'll see how that plays out. You never know. I mean, that comes down to their coach.
Yeah.
If he can get them in the right mindset, then we'll see. But I think that's going to be a big part, like a game within the game, is which team handles their emotions better.
Yeah. And I think it's a big thing for the Steelers that it's at home.
Absolutely. That's a big
Because that
advantage.
Crowd's going to add to that, and it might make the Browns a little antsier, make some stupid decisions.
I did see a report on Twitter also is that Steelers security is not allowing anybody wearing a Myles Garrett jersey into the stadium.
That's hilarious.
For safety reasons.
Safety reasons.
Said.
I get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get that.
The crowd is going to be nuts.
Yeah, there was also a rumor that the reason they moved this game from 4 o'clock to 1 o'clock was because they didn't want people tailgating all day up to this game.
Yeah, that's a rumor. The only reason they moved it from 4 to 1 is because they wanted to put a better game into it.
I believe that. I believe that, but there's a lot of beat writers and reporters in Pittsburgh saying that this is why. They don't want drunk idiots in the game. Well, you're going to have it anyway.
Yeah, no matter what.
I'm sorry. We went to the Dolphins-Steelers game a couple years ago, and we were tailgating at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to happen. You can't stop it. So.
All right. Do you have a final score prediction?
I think this is close. I do. I'll say 17-14 Steelers.
Last second field goal?
Yeah, I could see it happening.
All right. My keys to this game is how well they handle OBJ and Landry, because they have been on a tear the past couple weeks.
Yeah.
It seems like Baker has been targeting them more, throwing the ball down the field more to OBJ at least. So that's the key to the game. If they can reel those two guys in, I think they'll have a chance to win. It'll be very low scoring because I still don't trust the Steelers offense at this point.
Yeah.
I know Duck came in last week and had that big drive, but after that,
nothing.
He was kind of shaky.
Yeah, he was like 3 for 9 after that.
Yeah, so I'm not completely sold on him yet. I know he's going to bring a little bit of a spark. He might have to make some plays with his legs like you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Being in Pittsburgh is a huge advantage, I do believe. Man, I don't know. I'm going to say 16-13, either one. It's the score against 16-13, it's either one of those teams' last second field goal is going to win it. I honestly don't know. I don't know, because the Browns' offense should be a lot better than the Steelers' offense, but the Steelers' defense has been playing elite defense this year, so it's going to be a close one.
Yeah. Yeah. And Baker has looked so great in the second half of the season. Like, it's really clicked for him.
Yeah, he's starting to play better. So. They're still not as good as they should be, I feel like. But
no,
they got the talent. Kareem Hunt had him in the AFC Championship game. Kareem Hunt's back. That's also a big addition. He wasn't there 2 weeks ago, was he?
I think that was his first game back.
Okay. Yeah, but they've kind of integrated him into the offense a lot. He's been real big in the passing game. And I believe he had his first touchdown last week. So they're utilizing him. He's a good playmaker. Him and Nick Chubb will cause some problems for the defense. It's going to be a good one. I can't really pick it. I don't know. It's just going to be a close, hard-fought AFC North game.
Yeah. Yeah, like they all are.
Yeah. So.
I agree with every point you just made. So.
All right. Other than that, I think we're going to keep this one short and sweet. It's Thanksgiving. We want everybody to spend time with their families and their loved ones.
Oh, yeah.
But I think we had a couple more reviews on on iTunes. Did you want to read them real quick? Yeah,
let me pull those up real quick. We actually had two. One from my daughter.
Oh, wow. Avid Evie. Listener.
Yeah, who's a 7-year-old.
Oh, my
and,
God.
She says, amazing and funny.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Evie. Thanks for listening.
She loves the show. She puts it on. She made me put it on her iPad, and she listens to it whenever she can. That's really good. And then my niece, Amber, also said it's really funny and know what they are talking about. So,
wow. All right. Our pre-adolescent girl audience is firing up the reviews for us. We appreciate them. Hey, keep them coming.
We'll take it right now.
I guess.
So, we had a couple more likes on the Facebook page, so we want to say thank you to everyone there.
Absolutely. Hope everybody enjoys the show. You know where to find us. We won't go through that spiel right now.
Yeah.
Twitter, Facebook, all the social media stuff.
Yeah.
So, Jay, anything else?
No, just happy Thanksgiving and thanks for listening.
Absolutely. That was the Birds in the Berg Football Podcast. Everybody enjoy your turkey, your football, your family, the games this weekend, and we will catch everybody next week.